Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Thank you for sending in your questions. Today's question comes from YouTube, and she says, wow, this was a really cool experience. It's in response to the beginner series and the inversions class about shoulder stand. Somehow you knew I was nervous about inversions, and you addressed it right away. It made me feel comfortable and ready. Before I knew what was happening, I was upside down. One question, what was preventing me from getting that second leg off the wall without kicking? Was it mental or physical in my legs or shoulders or back? Was it just lack of experience? And I'll get there if I keep trying. I can't figure out what the block was. Namaste, E. So I was really glad she asked this question. It's a great question, and I wanted to cover it off in today's short video because it is probably more than likely core strength. You need to have good core strength. When you go upside down, all your imbalances show up immediately. So everything that you're able to sort of accommodate for when you're upright, just they go out the window as soon as you go upside down. So what I'm going to do is show what she was talking about in shoulder stand, give some tips in shoulder stand when I go upside down, and then I'm going to show you my favorite yoga pose for core strength. And in the show notes, I'm going to link to some of the best Namaste yoga classes for core strength, as well as one of the classes that we have on our membership site for core strength. The best one that we have, it's called Yoga for Posture, and you can also get that in our shop. So let me show you what she was talking about first here. So to come into shoulder stand in the video, we talk about, now we did a lot of things in the class, and I recommend you do the class first, and we'll link the class in the show notes as well to warm up to get you here. So don't just come into it, okay? You're going to swing your legs up the wall. This is how we came into it in the class. And you pressed your feet on the wall, rolled your legs up the wall, walked your elbows in. Okay, so here's what she's talking about. She was able to get one leg off, but not the other one without kicking. So if her core was strong enough, she would have been able to get the other leg off without kicking. Okay, if she's not able to hold her body up, see, this is all weak, then of course the other leg wouldn't have been able to come off without a lot of kicking, and then that's really hard on your neck. So really important thing, tip here, especially when you're watching videos at home, is to keep your head in the center. It's really contraindicated to roll your head to the side when you're in shoulder stand. So that was the key here to getting that second leg off, was having enough core strength to be able to hold your torso up here. So let me now show you the best pose for building core strength in yoga, in my opinion. And it's a safe pose for most people. So there are other poses for building core strength, and we do them in yoga, but this is a really good safe pose for most people. So this is plank pose. So if you spread your fingers nice and wide, take your legs back behind you, and make your body straight as a board with your ears back over your shoulders. And here's a modification. If you have any issues with your wrists, you can always come down onto your forearms. Tuck your tail under, draw your navel up to your spine. It's a great pose for building core strength so that you will be able to take your other leg off the wall eventually without kicking. Okay, so great question. Thank you so much. Leave your comments below and keep your questions coming through email, YouTube, Facebook, and my blog. And I will get them and definitely respond to them. And I think that's it for today. Namaste.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.